the current situation of the local rice sector is improving. It's improving so fast that before we realize, in a couple of years, most of the rice in the market will be local rice. There's a lot of education of farmers. There's now foreign direct investment in local rice production in Ghana. There's infrastructure development by the state. And there are programs and projects supported by our donor partners all over the country in the rice sector. So I think the rice sector is improving.
What are some of the projects and programs that you are talking about with regard to donor investment and support?
We have a project about ending this year, or next year, called the Rice Sector Support Project. This is a French-supported project, and it covers the northern parts of Ghana mostly, and more recently, the northern part of the Volta region, that Hohoi area. And they have pumped some money into infrastructure.
How much?
Oh, the specific amount, because what they do is that they give it to the entire Ministry of Agriculture as a whole, and the Ministry of Agriculture decides how to disperse it.
Have you gone around to see this infrastructure that you are talking about? We want to know what exactly they are doing, whether they are into irrigation, they are into storage, harrowing, or whatever. What are the specific?
Yeah, we've been around to see some of the infrastructure works that have been done to boost rice production. They are usually dikes during the rainy season. It's somehow dammed, and this floods a large area. People can cultivate the area. That's one I personally saw in a place called Libby, in one of the Gonja districts. And apart from that, there are other ones in the Upper East region and Upper West regions. There are projects going on to improve or develop land suitable for rice cultivation.
How about in the Volta region, the Northern Volta and wherever?
In the Volta region too, there are quite a few rehabilitation of irrigation dams all over the Western region, the Volta region to be precise. I think in the Greater Accra region, this Accra Plains development project.
Where is it?
Accra Plains is quite a huge area from Tema, going almost to Sogakope, and it's a huge area which, when irrigated, will be a big boost.
What have they started doing there currently?
They are constructing dikes, mostly the rain water.
So when are they starting the rice farming there?
It takes some time to develop rice fields. First, you can make the irrigation infrastructure, but the land preparation too is another issue altogether. So I can't tell you specifically when they are going to start, but once they've initiated something, we believe they'll bring it to conclusion, and I think that's when we can have some production from that area.
What are the types of rice that you are producing? For some time now, we've been talking about poor quality rice, 2GME and those type of things. Are you doing what the market and the local people, the Ghanaians, will want to taste? The perfume, rice and all that? Do you have the quality seed?
We won't believe the sort of rice we have in this country now. We are producing top of the range rice. Same variety or even better varieties than the imported ones that are coming to the country. We've got Jasmine 85, that's fragrant variety, that's what we call perfume variety. We've got a variety called Tugumasha.
Why Tugumasha?
At times the people just give them the names because maybe they were bred, it was bred in Tugu, but I can call it Masha. And these are fragrant varieties. When milled, you can't differentiate them from the imported ones. And of course, our rice is fresh. We've got brown rice now, which is becoming very, very popular, being produced mostly in the northern water around Hohoi area, Amejope, and those areas.
I'm aware of this brown rice, and I know that medicinally it is good for those who have diabetes and all that kind of thing. But the popularity is yet to come, and it must come from you. What are you doing about encouraging people to go into this brown rice cultivation?
We can educate people on the qualities. A program like this that we find ourselves, you've even buttressed what I'm saying by mentioning the good qualities of it. People hear and they will come out and say, oh, let me to buy a brown rice because it's good for this. Secondly, we are improving up on the packaging and the quality. These days, you won't find chaff in our rice. You won't find stones, particularly if you buy from good mills. Actually, there are still some problems somewhere. You can't just face out everything at once. But the advocacy is what we can do. Being an association of umbrella body of rice stakeholders, we are trying to bring all our players concert so that we can have there's a concerted effort improving the local rice availability.
The acting executive secretary of the Ghana Rice Interprofessional Body, Parkwesi Forson, asked government to do more in terms of a policy to increase rice production to save millions of dollars used to import rice.
I believe that government should critically look at the sector. Government should be able to come up with a comprehensive policy for the rice sector, because rice is big business. And if they look at it the same way they looked at cocoa, we are likely to make a lot of money also from there. Also, they have to be able to dedicate some fund critically to help the sector. Put up a fund for the rice sector. Let people also contribute to such funds in terms of donors or private sector actors who would want to contribute to such funds. Government should take the initiative, start it up, and expand it and use it to support the sector. For young people, I think that it's good business. They should look at it. There are prospects in agriculture. Government in any sector will try to do something to help the industry. For example, he talked about the Accra Plains project. He talked about the AFD supported project that is also looking at developing or expanding new areas where rice can be cultivated at some level, at the extension level with the directors and the district merchants. You see government coming in to train some of the farmers and to educate them on how to improve their production and all. So yes, at that level, government is doing a few things.
Would you say that is enough from your point of view?
I do not think that is enough, because if we are still importing a majority of what we would consume, then definitely there's more that government can do and what stakeholders can also do as well. So definitely it is not enough.
When you go to the field, what are some of the problems or challenges that you feel from the farmer?
There's a general concern about access to finance from production to marketing. Everybody faces that challenge, and it's partly due to the financial institutions and also due to some of our stakeholders. That's a general concern most of them face. At production level, there's problem of productivity per land. We realize that over the years, we are putting more lands into production, but the yields are not as good as we would expect. One, because most of the farmers are recycling the crops that they grow. So when they grow the rice, they harvest and recycle some and replant. And when you do that, the viability of the seed reduces, so productivity comes down. Training comes with cost. And some of these costs are huge because we have a lot of farmers. Rice is mainly a small-scale activity. You have so many farmers cropping 2-3 hectares of land. So if you want to train them to do the right thing, it comes with a cost. The problem is with the productivity of the fields. It's not good for us to be doing between 2 and 3 metric tons per hectare. It's too low. We should be able to do around 6-7 metric tons per hectare, and then we become productive.
With these problems, do you have any channel where you communicate to the mother ministry sector?
Of course, the way we are structured, we work very closely with the ministry. So most of the actions or the interventions that we do, we inform them, they are aware, and they try to support.
Are they proactive to your satisfaction?
To some extent, yes. Government is always proactive to suggestions from stakeholder body or from actors within the value chain when it comes to interventions to put in place.
For me, we have enough arable land that we could use to create employment for our youth as far as rice farming is concerned. What have you detected? You think the youth are interested in the field? If yes, why? If no, why?
Personally, I think people are interested in agriculture, but they would want to do it as their time and job, because for a young person like me, I need to start life with at least some level of financial support, and agriculture is a gradual business. You have to start from somewhere and build capacity and become big. And if I want to be successful, say in the next 10 years time, it's difficult for me to see myself starting anything in agriculture. So we have to get people to understand that it takes time, and these people need support, especially young people. They need support so that they can be able to go into agriculture.
Acting Executive Secretary of the Ghana Rice Interprofessional Body, Park Wisi Forson.